Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to his most holy name. Hallelujah. Today is the day that the Lord God has made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. This is the day. Can we say that again? This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we are rejoicing, and we're ever so glad in it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this day. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No matter what. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Yes, Lord. Thank you for this day, because truly this is the day that you have made. And we are rejoicing and we're glad in it. Yes, Lord. No matter what comes our way today, this day, we are rejoicing and we're glad in it. I'm so glad that you tuned in this morning. I apologize. I was trying a different a piece of equipment, and it just kind of threw me off a little bit. But nevertheless, I thank you all for tuning in this morning. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are from the ministry Builders of God Called to Pray. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
In your presence,
hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, seeking the presence of the Lord, seeking his face. That's where we really want to be. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Seeking the presence of the Almighty God. That's right. Hallelujah. Just a little throw it off, but we'll get it. Hallelujah. I'm just trying something new. I thought I had it down pat, but I didn't. And I apologize. And I thank you for tuning in. I thank you for saying, well, we're just going to pray and ask the Lord to fix that for her. Fix that for us. Can I get an amen here, Lord? We're just going to ask you that to fix it for us. That's right. And speak, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Speak, Father. Yes, for your children are listening. Amen. With attentive ears. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I tell you, this morning I have absolutely nothing written down. Nothing. Nothing. You know how I always write stuff down and I'm beautiful. And I'm not doing that to be defiant. It's just the way that things worked out. And I didn't write anything down. And I'm asking the Lord to have his way. Yes. Hallelujah. Have his way. And let's just let the Spirit of God just have his way. Well, you know that today is Friday, tea time with Yeshua and me and you. And what it's all about is just encouraging us to take the time to spend with the Lord. Take the time. And we have 24 hours. How do we cherish our 24 hours? That's right. Take the time to spend with the Lord. Take a few minutes in your day, once or twice, and you'll begin to want to spend more time. But set aside a few minutes. And I've asked the church and the Tuesday crew to, when you wake up in the morning, just say, hallelujah. If God Hallelujah. When you wake up, when you wake up in the morning, just say hallelujah. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. Hey, you'll get it in a minute. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. And before you close your eyes at night, just lift your hands and just say hallelujah. The first thing and the last. Woo, glory, hallelujah. The first thing and the very last thing we do at night and in the daytime. Yes, Lord, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Woo, glory, woo, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo, glory. Oh, I know you're getting it. Hallelujah. Hey. Woo. Write it out and see what you see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It'll take on a whole new meaning. Yes, it will. Hallelujah. So asking that we just take it. Now, remember, you're not just having to have to do just in the morning and in the evening before you go to sleep, but anytime during the day, I don't care what's going on, something maybe trying to go crazy on you, and you just decide that you just need to bless the Lord. You just need to bless the Lord. So something is going real good for you, you just need to bless the Lord. Or it's just everything is in the middle. Everything is about the same. You just bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to his name. That's right. It's just no matter what is going on. Hallelujah. That's right. That's right. Just need the blessing. So actually, that's what this show is about. Really, it's an encouragement, and it's the main encouragement is to encourage us to spend time with the Lord. So you have your cup of tea. Friend, we have in Jesus all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything that God has given. You on the job, you can take a few minutes. You can have, I say, a cup of tea. You really don't. Well, I don't have any tea. If it's a cup of coffee, the objective is to spend time, a moment with the Lord. On your job, to the water cooler. Instead of going by someone's desk and they're talking about, I don't mean the gossip. You don't need to do that. Just spend that precious time with the Lord, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, however you want to do it, that mid-morning break or that mid-afternoon break, and just get your little pamphlet out. Or, you know, you have your cell phone. I don't really encourage cell phones that much, but you go to your Bible app, and on your Bible app, you just go and read a few lines or verses of Scripture. Oh, close your eyes and just think of the goodness of the Lord and just thank him just for being your father. Thank him for allowing you to be his child. That's right. Thank him for loving you. Yes. Thank him. Lord, look what you did for me. You brought me out. I thank you. Oh, Lord, I'm in a situation and I can't understand. I need your help. Or just thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Quiet time. Spend it with your Father, the love of your soul. You're a king's child. Do you realize that? Do you realize you're a king's child? If we want to spend time with our earthly parents,
Why not with our Heavenly Father? Oh, my God. It is. Ooh, let that soak in. Ah.
By how you protect you from dangers seen and unseen. Yes.
By how he just moved. By how you open. Let me just say this. I hope it's not a thing. You open your big mouth when you shouldn't have opened your big mouth. You know, and how he diffused the whole situation for you. That's what I'm talking about. You understand what I'm saying. Huh? My Lord and my God. Hey. Oh, glory be to his name. That's right. That's what I'm talking about. Just thank him. Get a scripture. Just look. I have some cards. And maybe what I'll do. This card says here. This card says here. Psalms 18. And his shield. No, I'm sorry. He shields all who take refuge in him. Proverbs 18:30. He shields all who take refuge in him.
How about that?
He shields all who take refuge in him. Encouraging you. Yes, trust God. It's a beautiful thing when we can take the time to trust God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take the precious time in him and make time for him. That's what tea time is all about. Just taking a moment. This is okay. It's still with you for anything.
That's right. And if you know, if you can't do that, you say it's just impossible. Look. Say, for instance, I don't know why I'm a beautician, but say, for instance, you're a beautician and we are doing a picture here and your hands are busy. But then take 5 minutes in between pictures and just 5 minutes have your little tea. Take your card, look at your card, feel that you put that trust in him and put it back. Just on your feet and go on about your book. Nobody never know what you're doing. You don't have to blow the horn or a drum. Just thank you, Lord, for that glory. Hallelujah. Because now you're making time. You're taking time. And when you do it the first part of the day, the rest of that, the rest of the spirit, hallelujah, we have to take the time and we have to encourage each other. We're taking the time to encourage each other to stay in the presence of the Lord, to know that God is with you, know that God is God. If I think, oh my, guiding you, knowing that God is directing you, knowing that God is healing you, knowing, hallelujah, that you're getting closer and closer and stronger in him. Oh, what God encouraged you to do, and be very careful who speaks in your ear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let Jesus lead. Yeah. Led by the power of the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yeah, there are a lot of tempting things that's going on in the earth. And yes, you're going to have trials and tribulations. God didn't promise you different. Jesus told the disciples, the world is going to hate you because they hate you. Then, but he also said, you know, and he have overcome the world. And then he also said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these things will be added. Don't you know that your Father knows that you have need of these things?
He knows.
He knows. He knows. He knows. He knows. He knows. He knows. And if you're going through a situation, just hallelujah your way through. Just hallelujah your way through. I don't care if it's 50 years. Hallelujah your way through. I don't care if it's 150 years. Just hallelujah your way through. Hallelujah. Don't turn loose. Hallelujah. It's the highest praise. Hallelujah. Hey. Ooh, who are you praising, y'all? Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. With all your heart. Yes. When you're getting ready to walk in your office, hallelujah. When you're parking on the parking lot, hallelujah. When you're getting in the car, hallelujah. Ooh, you don't even have to tell anybody what you say, but in between the sentences, hallelujah. Ooh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, God is so good to us. Yes, he is. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We extol you. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your kindness, your peace. Yes, Lord. We thank you for your provision for us. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for your guidance, your direction, your instructions. Yes, Lord, we thank you this morning. We thank you for your healing. We thank you for you are the God that heals your people. You are the healer, if I say for by. We thank you for the doctors who are the treaters. Open their minds to understanding, God. Let them not grow weary, Almighty God. Let not their prejudice and their hatred come forth, Almighty God. May they be compassionate. Hallelujah. And take the weight of what they're seeing off of them, Almighty God. It's too heavy for them, Almighty God. Hallelujah. We ask, God, hallelujah, that you remember your body. Have I said, oh, my. Oh, God, all over this world. Hallelujah. 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 Remember your ministry, your pastor. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Remember your pastor. Yes, Lord. Remember your apostles. Yes, Lord. Your prophets. Yes, Lord. Your evangelists. Yes, Lord. Remember, take our bow. Almighty, your God. Your evangelists who will call by your name. Almighty God, call according. Your will, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not the description of man. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Your evangelist, male or female, is going out doing the work of an evangelist. Doing your will, Almighty God. According to your will, Almighty God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for strengthening us, Almighty God, on the field, Almighty God, the missionaries, Almighty God. Thank you for thanking you to protect us, shielding and guiding, Almighty God, let your will be done, let your will be done. Almighty God, send them all help from the sanctuary, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Almighty God. Allow your mighty angels to go forth for them, Almighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Make it clear and easy passage for them, Almighty God. Almighty God, let us speak the language fluently. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Those that may be. Hallelujah. May they have understanding and respect for them, Almighty God, in the name of Yeshua. Glory that the word may be received from them, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 himself out of the way. Almighty God, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Forgive everyone, Almighty God, that is a negative. Oh, Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 If you could, Almighty God, hallelujah, turn, Almighty God, the inner. Almighty God, hallelujah, turn the inner into compassion, Almighty God, in the name of Yeshua. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. May the word be delivered. Hallelujah. Hey, God, that was set out strong, Almighty God, the blessing. Delivered, Almighty God, hallelujah. Places where you have been forbidden, oh my God, the earth is yours and there is vastity of man that your name to be called. Hey, come on, let the wind blow and declare your glory. Let the birds sing, Almighty God. Whoa, Lord, let nature stand. All and give you glory, Almighty God, where the places that man has forbidden your name to be called, Almighty God. Hey, God, show yourself strong and mighty that man would have to bend their knees and bow their heads and declare you are our Creator. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, God. They have a choice, but they don't have the right to infringe it upon others. For all souls belong to you, God. Hallelujah. Hey, God, let the rain declare. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my Father, my God. Oh, these are truly perilous times, Almighty God. Oh, God, Lord. Ooh, the earth belongs to you, God. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Everyone has the right to know their Creator. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Allowing your word to flow freely, Almighty God, across this earth. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let the word, God, open. Hallelujah. Thank you. Ooh, the unadulterated word of the living God flowing free to all, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Touch hearts to receive your word, Almighty God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now those that are sick, Almighty God, and those that are going through perilous times, Almighty God, we ask that you touch and meet every need of everyone and every need, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Almighty God, Almighty God. Give hope. Yes, Lord. Heal. Save, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Soothe the broken heart. Wipe the tears away, Father God. Comfort all that needs to be comforted. Encourage all that needs comforting, Almighty God. reassure all those that need to be reassured, Almighty God, that you are with us all, Almighty God. Thank you. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Let the air come out of the balloon that's gotten so full. Almighty God. Almighty God. Almighty God himself. Almighty God. Fill us, Almighty God. Fill us, Almighty God, with your love, your mercy, your grace, your kindness, your anointing. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. That makes a difference. Yes, Lord. We walk boldly, Almighty God, in confidence that we are children of the Most High God, that you have empowered us to accomplish the task, and we thank you for it, Almighty God. Thank you for wisdom for this day. Thank you for the measure of faith that you have given each one of us. Yes, God, may we walk in it. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, the confidence that you have given each one of us in you, Almighty God, in you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for how you're building us. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we bless your name, Almighty God. We bless your name. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your wonderful name. Thank you for the sunshine. Thank you for the rain, Almighty God. Thank you for the peace that you give your children. Thank you for the peace. Thank you for our joy, Almighty God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for every morsel. Thank you for every meal that you provide. Oh, may we have an attitude of gratitude. Ah, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. May you shine from the inside in us, God, that someone will see you in us. Yes, Lord, and they will just be encouraged with just a smile to make a difference and change their life. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Change their life. Hallelujah. Rescue right now, Lord. Hallelujah. Rescue right now. May our children walk in the circle of your blessings. May Almighty God, hallelujah, hallelujah, they grow in the knowledge of you, Almighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Almighty God. Bless those that would despitefully misuse us or abuse us. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, we are in your covering. Yes, Lord, you are our hiding place. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, thank you for guarding our back. Almighty God, thank you for guarding the atmosphere and the status in the hemisphere over us, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for clearing it, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you for the angels that you have assigned to us, Almighty God. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you for a calm and settled spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for a calm and settled spirit. Yeah, Lord, glory be to your name. This is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing, and we are ever so grateful in this day. Thank you for encouraging us to do the things that we think are impossible. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Thank you for the faith to do the impossible. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. But what's impossible for us is not impossible for you. Glory be to you, Lord. Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Just rest in the knowledge that God is in control. And so we just going to just loosen up. Thank God that he's in control of everything. We just going to loosen up. Ooh, God got it. Oh, my God. Let it go. Ooh, let that blood pressure come down. God got it. Hallelujah. Let that blood pressure. Hallelujah. Let no bleeding on the brain. Almighty God. Come pancreas, hallelujah, the kidneys. Ooh, all just relax. Ooh, the cells are operating in harmony. Some are dying on time and some are coming forth on time. Oh, God, synchronize me. Yes, Lord, everything. Ooh, God, hallelujah. We can't handle that. Please, no, we can't handle this. Hallelujah. We can't handle the this, not the that. Hallelujah. But you can. We can't handle the this, not the that. Hallelujah. 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 What can you handle? You can't handle this, and you can't handle that. Hallelujah. But, oh, my God. So we just put it all in your hands, Lord, and we thank you for the this and the that being taken care of and opening our mouth. You're guiding us, directing us, showing us what to say, where to go, how to go. Oh, thank you. And even when you tell us, don't put that on today. And then we put on something else. Hallelujah. People say, I know you talk to us. I know you will give us direction. And I thank you for it. No matter what man say, I thank you. I don't care how they mark it and say it's impossible. If you can create something, there's no way that you can't speak to it. And you created us. And you can speak to us. There's no limit. We sing the song. There is no limit to what God can do. And yet, we'll agree that he cannot speak to us. Help me, somebody. Hey. Woo. Woo. There is no limit to what God can do. Can I get an amen? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What'd you say about that? Oh, excuse me for one moment. Put the music on. I do apologize. God is so good. As we were saying, God will take care of this and the that. Hallelujah. Rest in the knowledge that he's in control. He's got you. That he's that great Jehovah. Hallelujah. I don't say Jehovah, I say Yah. Hey, yeah, it's not a religion. Just call him by his name. You know the saints of old used to say, call him, baby. Call him by his name. Call him, baby. Call him by his name. Call him, baby. Call him. Call him by his name. Hey, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Now, the other part of our discussion on encouragement. You know, I started off years ago when I got started, when I came on, but Friday was also, we were encouraging the baby boomers to do what we thought that, you know, this impossible, that couldn't happen for me. And we said there are things that we strive for when we were younger, but so many things got in the way. Life got in the way. And one day, not too long ago, maybe a couple of years ago, whatever, you find it, and all of a sudden these things rolling back to you. Some wanting to play the piano, some wanting their master's, some wanting their doctorate, some wanting to be in the ministry, just whatever. I mean, some want to even travel. So what? Whatever it is that God has placed in your mind, and yes, you can travel. Well, yeah, God may have you traveling. What that got to traveling? What that got to do with the Lord? You're going to different places. You're meeting different people. Get out of here. So, you God can use different avenues and different vehicles to get to the destination. But this is what I want you to remember. We would say late bloomer. But remember this. There are some flowers that bloom only once in 100 years. I have one out in my yard now. So we are not all blooming at the same time. We're not all accomplishing everything at the same time. For as God told, our Father told Jeremiah, I know the thoughts and the plans that I have for you. God knows what he wants from me, you. He knows these things. And he knows when he's in charge of time. He knows when he expects these things to materialize from us at what time.
Not all about you. It's about you being, you're going impossible. Nothing is impossible for God. All of a sudden you're remembering how you wanted to sing, how you want, and look, and there is no way the voice seems to have gone astray. fingers, and you wanted to play the piano. I'm just naming a few things. So many things, and you said and you started to think about it. Why not pray about it and ask God, is this what you want me to do? Now, Lord, you know you're going to say, I can't do it. You're going to say all the things. And some of you will be so excited that it came to you that you want to just move it. But pray. Ask God for his guidance. Oh, my God, I feel you, Jesus. Guidance, his direction. And don't go sharing everything with everyone. Just start moving and just start doing. Now, one thing outside of the ministry that I wanted to do was go back to playing tennis. I had my tennis racket. I wanted to... Well, just playing golf. And I never had an interest in golf for me. But my brother-in-law passed, and the foundation is scheduling tournaments. So I said, well, at least I can hit the ball. I can hear up, but I'm saying I can hit the ball. So I have my 3 clubs. Yes, I do. And I'm going to, it's so hot, I'm not going out there and all that sun there and that heat. But I will be using my yard. And so I've set for the purpose and writing, finishing my book. Okay? So there are some things and just making, I'm a very quiet person. I need space. I need my own space. Uninterrupted, so I can be where I need to be for as long as I need to be in there and no distractions. Now, that's just how I am. So God is allowing me to do some of those things that I want to do, and along with studying to be the preacher that he called me to be the pastor. That's my I'm passionate about that, to be the pastor that he wanted me to be, too. And not go into myself too much, but allow myself to be used by him. You know, we're talking about being used by the Father, because he knows, but I can get full of myself, and before I know it, I'm all about me and not about God. So I can't do that. I can't get all blown up. But I have to be filled with the anointing power of God and directed by him. So that entails studying. So that's what I have to do. And he's like, at your age, you should be resting. No, you rest
when you need him. As Moses and Aaron, I always talk about Moses and Aaron. Moses now, who was a mighty warrior and all of this, and then God called him, he realized he doesn't speak that well. And God needs to find somebody else because he's just not the one. And God said, no, you're the one. And I just need somebody who going to speak for me, you know, and who's going to do this and who. And the father just said, no, your brother Aaron. Now, have you thought about Aaron is 3 years older than Moses. Moses is 80. And God uses Aaron as a companion, not someone strong and youthful and an almighty warrior. No, he uses Aaron, his older brother. I was like, look at God. Look at God. That's all I have to say. That God is encouraging you. You pray. Let him lead you. And you will accomplish. And you will see what you're looking at is so small. And God knows the bigger picture. Can you imagine you're 90 years old and you hit those Ivy keys? Oh, my goodness. Oh, praise. Oh, my God. Praise so happy in the Lord. There are so many things we say are impossible. We have been abused by life. And God says, this is the right time. This is the right moment. I mean, I don't care what it is that you, in your heart, that you always wanted to do for the Lord. Pray about it. And if he brought it back to your remembrance, he must truly want you to do something about it. Let him lead you and guide you all the way. Be encouraged. Be strong in the Lord. Allow your faith in him to pull up. That's right. Just have faith so you can brag and boast around your friends. Have faith in God to accomplish the purpose, to accomplish your purpose. Don't tell God I'm 70 years old. Don't do that. He knows how old you are. He knows it better than you. But just ask him to give you the courage, let you to do it. Yes, yes, yes. So there's one other thing that I need to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And hallelujah, yeah, hallelujah. God is good, and he's going to see to that. Hallelujah. It's going to be a wonder. Yes, it is. So what I'm saying, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And don't say it's impossible if God has called you to it. It may be impossible for man, but not God. Okay? Hallelujah. Let Jesus lead you and see how you can glorify God. There's the word. One of you may have something to do with homelessness, a school. If the doors are so open, because it is needed at this time, and it would not have worked at any other time. Trust God. Oh, trust God, my brothers and my sisters. You can do it when we lean and depend on God. But when we get too far out and we're depending on man, it becomes a problem. Mm-hmm. So we're just going to depend on God. Oh, yes, we are. Hallelujah. Knowing that we can truly trust him. if he brought it to you, he's going to see you through it. Uh-huh. And you're going to look back and say, my God. You're going to shout up the shout. That's right. Because I didn't think it was possible. I didn't have a clue that I could do that. I thought it was all over. I thought it was impossible. No way. And there we say, way. God is the way. God's time. God's will be done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In your life. In my life, our life, not such thing as a late bloom, on-time blossom. Hallelujah, a on-time blossom. Don't you dare sit back and allow people to drain everything from you. And you just wither. No way. Shake yourself off. Don't let anybody say, oh, you too old, grandmama. Oh, you too old, granddaddy. You just need to sit somewhere and be quiet. But if you have a God said, you have a God said, if you have a God said, woo, glory, hallelujah. We thank the Lord for clarity of mind, clarity of thought. Healed bodies, hallelujah, sustained by the power and the word of God, hallelujah, hallelujah, and able to show and demonstrate that nothing on this earth is too hard for God. And that settles it. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Doors can swing wide open, wide open. Doors swing wide open. Hallelujah. Ooh, and nobody had their hand on the people looking around. How did that happen? Baby, the plan and the move of the Almighty God. Go ahead on. Don't even get me started this morning. Listen, what? Genesis 1 and 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. Verse 26 of the same chapter, chapter 1, verse 26, listen, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Blessed is most holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We praise you for the things that you have called and ordained us to do. We thank you for the encouragement. We thank you for your guidance and direction, and we thank you that it will be accomplished, that you, Father, will be glorified on the earth. Yes, Lord. That you will be glorified, Almighty God, on the earth. And that is what it's all about, my brothers and my sisters. That is what it is all about, that God will be glorified on the earth. Amen? Hallelujah. Don't be discouraged. Don't back up, back down. Don't get a little nervous and begin to say, maybe this is more than what I'm supposed to do. Just stay in the presence of the Lord and watch what God does. He's going to just use you, hallelujah, to work his plan. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So when you open your mouth and start singing and giving God glory, how can you do that? It's God in me working his plan. It's God in me working his plan. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, that you be encouraged and enjoy each day. It doesn't matter your age. It's just, number two, learning to appreciate every day. Learning to be appreciative. Don't look over at what someone else has. Take care of what you have. Hallelujah. Show God that you appreciate what you have. Oh, this old house, it ain't no good. Well, if it needs cleaning, you clean it. Pray over it. And when people walk in, they'll just go, oh, yes. Because the most important, the presence of the Lord is there. Your car, the presence of the Lord is there. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, our closing scripture, Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. This is the prayer that God gave Moses to give to Aaron and his sons to pray over the children of Israel. Listen, my brothers and my sisters. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom, peace. Nothing is missing. And my brothers and my sisters, nothing is missing and nothing is broken in Yeshua's mighty name. Jude, our benediction, Jude, the 1st chapter starting at the 24th verse. It's only one chapter. Now unto him that is able to keep you from glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, go in love, go in joy in the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost. God bless you. Hallelujah. Stay encouraged. Hallelujah. God will see you through. Amen. Enjoy your day. And thank you so much for tuning in. God bless.